Android and iPhone users, welcome. BlackBerry and Windows Phone users, these phones don't even support podcasting, bro. The podcast going beyond the headlines. This is the Gooply Cast. Here's your host, Matthew Carter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Gooply Cast. If you're watching us live, thank you for joining us. Feel free to share and chat with us in the comments. If you're listening to us as a podcast, you can find us streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube every Monday nights just after 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But if you need the audio-only version, you can find us wherever you go, at work, doing things around the house. You can find us on your Android or iOS podcasting apps, including iHeartRadio. If you can't make our live show, though, check out the audio version wherever you get your podcast. With us tonight, I'm Matt Evans, by the way, filling in for Matt Carter. With us today, broadcasting live from his garage, is Roy Sopinski.
Good evening.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, you know, excited to get this podcast going.
And still rocking his iPhone 8. It's an 8, right? Not 8 Plus.
Yes, 8.
His 8 is Tim.
Hello.
Welcome back. And directing the live stream tonight is Joe. Tonight, we will be discussing Apple Music, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. Apple has recently redesigned their Apple Podcasting app, made some small improvements to Apple Music, and then Spotify recently announced a price hike. Where do you guys want to start?
I think we should start with the price hike, because I feel that the other two topics kind of flow together very well, personally.
Okay. Do you want to just get off with the news?
Sure, yeah. So came out from, I want to say, The Verge posted an article about Spotify, right, raising their prices. If you live in the United States, I got good news for you. It's not nearly as bad as if you live in the European Union or the UK. In the US, if you have a Spotify family plan, it's going to go from $14.99 to $15.99 a month. If you have the Duo, the Premium, the Student, it's not going to change. In the UK, however, if you have a student, instead of paying $4.99, you're going to jump up to $5.99. The Duo is going to go to $12.99 to $13.99. That's if you have a subscription for two people. Family users will go from $14.99 to $16.99. So they're getting a £2 increase there, which is, I'm not quite sure how pounds relate to dollars, but they're jumping up £2. We're only jumping up a dollar here in the States. As far as the rest of the European Union goes, the Student and the Duo are increasing by a euro each month to $5.99 and $12.99 respectively. And then the family plan in the European Union is going from €14.99 to €17.99. The Verge also reports that some countries in Asia and South America will also see the similar price increase, but they don't go into specifics. So you're looking for at a dollar, you know, dollar to two, $3 increase in some of those other countries.
Interesting. So by show of hands, does anybody here have Spotify? Okay. Well, by here, let's go through who has Apple Music.
For those of you that are not watching the stream, that is just Matt and myself that raised our hands.
And nobody raised their hand for Spotify, but Joe just mentioned to us in the chat or in the earphones that he has Spotify. So, Tim, what do you use for music streaming?
I use YouTube Music.
Is that because it's free with your YouTube Premium
Absolutely.
Subscription?
Absolutely. Honestly, I used Google Play Music for years, and I switched over to YouTube Music when they killed Google Play Music. And honestly, I think YouTube Music, I like it a lot more than I did Google Play Music. I don't know what the pricing is for Google Play Music, but I'm in a family plan where with my family.
Didn't they discontinue YouTube? Or not YouTube, but Play Music.
Yes, they completely got rid of it.
Yeah.
I believe if you launch the app, it'll direct you to YouTube Music.
Yeah. So I've been an Apple user for. So I started listening to music back when it was Beats Music. Before that, I used Ardio, which is no longer. It's been bought by Spotify, and it's turned or not Spotify. It's been bought by. Oh, I can't think of it.
Wasn't it Pandora that bought them?
Pandora. Thank you. Couldn't think of it for a minute. I was like, I know what it is. Pandora. I used Ardio. Then I went to Beats Music. Beats Music was bought by Apple, turned into Apple Music. And I've been on Apple Music ever since. I did, during the pandemic, though, switch from Apple Music to Spotify for about, I want to say like 3 months. I tried it out, canceled my Apple Music subscription, and went fully into Spotify, transferred all my playlist over. It was actually pretty easy to switch over my playlist. I was able to import them all in there. It was a little harder to get them back because I would import some of the songs and they didn't import directly or whatnot. As easily back into Apple Music, but it was, since I already had most of them in there, it was just kind of cleaning up some of what I've added and stuff like that. But the one thing that I don't like, and it's like Outlook. I don't like Outlook. I don't like calendar apps built into my mail app. I want to look at my email. I want to look at my email, not my calendar. I get that they have a thing that they go back and forth with each other and that they're related to each other, but Spotify brings in podcasting into the Spotify app and it just drives me nuts. Like, I'd rather download a separate app and have podcasts separately. I like how Apple does it. Apple has Apple Music. They have Apple Podcasts. They're two separate apps. I didn't like iTunes either. Like, when iTunes was around and had everything built into it. I like how in Mac OS now you have Apple Music, you have Apple Podcasts, you have Apple TV Plus or Apple TV. That's just kind of like a preference of me of what I've liked over the years. I recently was listening to a podcast called Cold, and it's been around for a few years. I originally watched it or listened to first season in the Apple podcasting app. They released a second season of it, and it's an Amazon exclusive built into the Amazon app. Built into the Amazon Music app. And so my wife and I were driving, and we wanted to listen to the second season of Cold. We started on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts because they had the first two episodes on there, and then they said after that, it'll go to an Amazon exclusive where you'll only be able to download the apps through Amazon. So we were finally forced to download the Amazon Music app. I downloaded the Amazon Music app, and I open it up on my CarPlay. There's no option for podcasts. Like, there's no options to search. There's no options. Like, I followed the podcast in the Apple Music app. It does not support podcasting whatsoever. Very disappointed fan of that. And that's kind of the reason why I think that apps need to be separated, is because podcast and music are kind of two different things. Yeah, they're both audio forms and stuff like that, but I just feel like they could do better off being separate apps rather than a single app. What are your thoughts?
I agree. On Google Play Music, I remember they added podcasts to that. I don't remember how long ago, but podcasts were in Google Play Music, and they were okay. It was just like, here's a Go-Gurt. Go have fun. Like, it was like they threw it in there just because people were asking for it. It wasn't really well-designed or anything. It was there. And after using an actual dedicated podcasting app like Google Podcasts. That was much better, in my opinion. There were a lot more tools in there to use. There were a lot more features compared to just music. And it was it's much nicer, I think, having separate apps for those, unless a company can make it work really well. I've never tried podcasts on Spotify, but it just doesn't really interest
me. Don't even try Apple Music or not Apple Music, Amazon Music, because I literally now every time I connect to my iPhone to my car, it pops up with the Amazon Music app and Elvis starts playing. Like, I don't even subscribe to any music in Apple Music app. And every time I'm like driving around, and then like the Amazon Music app, like 5 minutes after I leave, will pop up in there. And it's like, it just drives me nuts. Like, and I can't figure out how to stop it. So, I mean, I haven't really played around with it too much, but
have you considered deleting the app?
But then I can't listen to the podcast. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. You're supposed to be hands-free. Like, you're supposed to be, it's supposed to be car-friendly. But I can only play the Cold podcast by going into the app on my phone, searching for Cold in the podcast section, and then searching for the episode that I'm on and hitting play. There's no way to control it from my Siri, from my screen on my on the Amazon app in CarPlay. Like, there's no functionability for podcasts in there, which completely drives me nuts. And like, what are you doing, Amazon? Like, I wish they would just create a separate app.
Let's just face it, Amazon needs to stay in their lane. They need to stick with what they do best, and their music app is never, ever. I mean, when I first got Prime and music was included in Prime, I decided I was going to give it a go. And it's not even an intuitive music player.
No, it's not. And like, I mean, yeah, like, and I like Elvis, but I don't listen to Elvis, so I don't know where the hell they got Elvis from. So, so that's just my thoughts on separate apps. Like, I feel like podcasting and music are two different things, and they should be separate apps.
What do you think about podcast exclusives, like Joe Rogan on Spotify? I don't know what the exclusivity is with that, but where you might normally use a podcasting platform like, let's say, Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and that's kind of what... Go ahead.
Oh, and then let's say you're using Apple Podcasts, and then they're like, hey, check out the latest episode on Spotify Podcast. Are you going to switch over...
Well, and that's what I had to do. That's what I had to do with Cold, because mm-hmm. Cold was an Amazon original now. They released the first two episodes to like hook you onto the Cold podcast mm-hmm. Page on, you know, Apple Podcasts. And then like they put out a message after those first two episodes saying, if you want to listen to any more, you have to download the free Apple or Amazon Music app. And I was like, oh. And that's when this whole mess of Amazon Music started. So I'm not a fan of directing you to one podcast or another. Like, I feel like ad-supported podcasts, like, I don't mind listening to ad-supported podcasts, you know, because usually it's not that long, you know, it's usually 30 seconds or so. But I don't want to have 10 billion podcasting apps like I have for streaming services, like,
yeah,
you know, Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, like Apple TV, like that. I'm not going to do that for podcast if it turns in that way. So I think that they need to work on a better way of doing exclusive. I know Wondery, which is a podcasting, service. It's not a platform, but it's a media company that distributes podcasts from different podcasts. And what they do is they have a podcasting app too that you can subscribe to. And I think it's called Wondery One or Wondery Premium or something like that. And you can download their app and then you get ad-free content. but they still publish all their content to ad-supported versions to all the other podcasting services out there. So
your thought-provoking question about, you know, would you subscribe to a different service if it redirected you to Spotify, you know, kind of brings up one of the things that we were going to talk about tonight, and that's the fact that Spotify is reportedly not going to charge its content providers to have subscription-based podcasts on Spotify, whereas Apple is. And I think that what they're hoping people will do is release their premium subscription-based podcast on their platform versus their obvious competitor, Apple Podcasts, because they didn't take Apple, I think, seriously when Apple Music came out, and Apple Music kind of blew up and grew, and now they got to take them a little more seriously. So they're trying to be proactive, I think. And with that being said, we probably are going to end up seeing, you know, exclusive content in one place and not another place. You know, it's going to be like the streaming wars all over again, just in a podcast way. And yeah, that's, I think, you know, you're going to create a lot of walled gardens, and that's going to suck for the user base. Because, you know, you may have one podcast on Spotify that's got exclusive, and you may have another one on Apple, and now you got to pay, you know, subscriptions in two different places, and it's just going to become a jumbled mess.
Yeah, and Spotify actually bought Anchor, which is what we use to distribute our podcast through all the platforms. So Anchor is a place where you can, you know, upload your podcast. You know, they got creation tools and stuff like that to help you do it. And then they push your podcast out to all the other streaming services. And, you know, Spotify actually bought them several months ago. And so I think that Spotify is actually putting in a lot of money into the podcasting industry and trying to develop their podcasting as a secondary service. Now, I think they're a little behind. I'm going to be honest. I think they're a little behind in their podcasting app and podcasting services. But Apple Podcasts has just been around for so long.
They invented podcasting.
Yeah, but like, I mean, it's just like, and you know, they've had so much content on there. It's going to be hard to woo people away from that, I think.
Let's remember that it's called a podcast because it was originally on your iPod, and it was cast from your iPod. I think you're correct. I mean, take a look at Android. I mean, how long was it until Android had a viable podcasting app that was decent? I mean, Google Podcasts, I think, is the one and only one. I mean, there's a couple others like Pocket Casts and whatnot that are okay, but Google Podcasts is really the first one that's been as good as the Apple Podcast experience has been. Although I personally prefer Apple, but that's probably just because that's what I've used and it's what my personal preference is. So I think it's going to take a while for Spotify to really kind of refine their user experience enough to be a worthy contender. At this point, the only thing they're going to have going for them is getting some of that exclusive content. And well, they're going to generate the revenue to build it too.
Yeah. And, you know, Apple announcing, you know, a paid wall essentially for some of their podcasters that are on their podcasting platform is an interesting tool. It'll be interesting to see though, if Apple releases a Android podcasting app. You know, I would definitely like to see that. Just because I find the Apple podcast, I mean, Apple goes into detail when they design things, and they've gone into lots of detail. Like I absolutely love the Apple podcasting app because of Apple and how they've designed the app overall. And I just don't get that from Spotify or Google Podcasts. You know, like, yeah, they're all the kind of the same thing, but it's the little things that are built into the app that are important to me, I think. So
one thing I wanted to mention is whenever I'm in the car, one of the radio stations that's always on in my car is a station that's owned by iHeartRadio, and they're constantly advertising their exclusive podcasts that they have on their platform. And it's almost like they're advertising their podcasts more than they are advertising really anything else. Like, because they're pushing so much for podcasting right now. Especially what did iHeartRadio do before? It was just radio stations before. Now they're pushing podcasts, right? It was like,
yeah, it used to be iHeartRadio. It just was like a music app. And I don't like, I like the iHeartRadio app. Like, I actually think that that's, you know, an okay app. The thing is, a lot of the content that's available on iHeartRadio is pushed to other services. So I get a lot of podcasts that are made by iHeartRadio out to other walls. Yeah, there's probably still some exclusive content that you can only get through the iHeartRadio app, but they push it out to a lot of other platforms as well. So how does anybody listen to podcasts other than me, like a lot? Or I mean, because I actually listen to it quite a bit.
Yeah, I used to listen to a lot more. I haven't actually listened to too many recently, but occasionally.
So do you want to shout out some of your podcasts that you listen to?
One is PKA, or is it PK? Painkiller Already is a podcast run by Woody's Gamertag, Kyle, his FPS Russia, and someone else. their podcasts are like 4 hours long, and they just talk about everything. That's a good one I listen to. Another one is a podcast I used to listen to. It was from NPR Seattle Now. It was a really good one for going through the news. Typically, like they go through a particular headline, and they'll typically interview someone talking about it. It's a good way to get the news in a quick way, and they do episodes every day, I think. That's, I think, the podcast that I really listen to right now.
I'll just give out a couple of my shout outs. So there's this really cool one that I like. It goes behind the headlines. It's called the Gooplycast.
I hear the guys behind that are really awesome. I hear they have a second show too.
They do. It's called Before the Show. So if you haven't checked out the Gooplycast or Before the Show, you should check it out. It's available. It's all your favorite podcasting
apps. I listen to it on repeat.
So another one though. So I mentioned Cold. Cold is it's like a true crime series. The first season was developed, was based on the disappearance of Susan Powell and Josh Powell. I won't get into too much of the details on that, but very highly recommend it. It's a very in-depth podcast. The host and creator actually does a lot of research and goes through public records and interviews and everything. And it's an amazing podcast. Season one is out. It's been out for a while. Season two just came out and is in the process of being released. Another podcast that I watch is called is The Vanish. It's a podcast based on people who don't get a lot of media attention, that go missing. Unfortunately, this is a lot of people who have, you know, a troubled past, with either drugs, alcohol, or, you know, criminal history. There was a podcast, called Murder in Oregon, which is just a city over. And I should mention that the reason why I got into Cold is because Josh Powell, Susan Powell, it was based on events that occurred here in Washington, that kind of got me into it. Murder in Oregon is another one. It was a murder of a prosecutor, I think, from years ago. Don't want to give too much of the details away, but definitely should check it out. The other one that I just started listening to is called Hide and Seek. And Hide and Seek was the disappearance of another lady that went missing. I want to say it was like 19. I don't remember how many years ago, but anyways, it was down in Oregon down in Olympia. And then there's another one. The current season is on Logan Shingleman. And again, it's a true crime about missing persons, and goes into in-depth
interviews and details and everything. And it's a local podcaster who, during the pandemic or right before the pandemic, decided that he wanted to give an idea on a podcast, you know, and came up with this true crime series. And it's actually, I mean, you couldn't tell that he is an insurance agent, basically, but he's basically turned himself into an investigator. He's calling around, getting details. The first one was Nancy Moyer, the disappearance of Nancy Moyer, who's never been found, but there's been some details that have led up to things. Again, I don't want to give it away. And then Logan Schindelman, is the current season that's going on right now. And he's already up to 11 episodes. And he's actually turned up some heat on some things on both the podcasts. So Nancy Moyer got a lot of attention during season one. And again, resulted into some events that happened and leads that developed off of it. And it sounds like based on season two, that some leads are being developed and things are happening, because at the last episode, he mentioned that he's not hearing back from law enforcement as much. And that's kind of like when law enforcement kind of goes quiet, usually means they have leads that they can't talk about, and they're pushing things to try and turn things over and get results. So those are just a few of the podcasts that I like. I just thought it'd be kind of interesting to go through some of our podcasts. Roy, do you have anything you listen to on a regular basis?
I don't really podcast a whole lot. When I'm in my car, it's usually either movies or audiobooks. However, there is a company called Gen Z Media that puts out some stuff for children, and I listen to that with my kids quite a bit. They started with, and it's all audio dramas for the most part. they started with one called the Unexplainable Disappearance of Mars Patel or something. It's about a kid and his friends, and there's some paranormal stuff that goes on and sci-fi stuff. And they have a few different shows. They've done a reimagining of Treasure Island. They did a Young Ben Franklin episode. They've done stuff on Mayan mythology. They also have a show on there. It used to be called Liar Liar Pants, or it used to be called Pants on Fire. And it's a game show where you got a kid, and then you have two specialists on a certain subject, and the kid kind of quizzes the specialist. One of them's telling the truth and one of them's lying, and the kid's got to figure out who's lying by the end of the episode. They changed their name to The Big Fib because Disney found this podcast and they liked it so much they picked it up as a game show for Disney Plus. So if you want, you can go check it out on Disney Plus, called The Big Fib. It's got a different host, but it's the same format of the show, just visually done. So there's the podcast that's done by the people at Gen Z Media, and then Disney has the television version that they do. And so if you got kids, I would check out Gen Z Media. There's a lot of good quality content on there that my kids love. They have a podcast called 6 Minutes. That's an audio drama, and each podcast is, the story is a 6-minute segment. They brought out a new episode every week. So yeah, Gen Z Media, they have great, podcasting audio dramas and whatnot for kids. That's pretty much the extent of my normal podcasting. Although some of that true crime stuff you said, I've already added to my list because it sounded really interesting, and I'm going to check it out on my drive to work tomorrow.
Definitely should. I would actually recommend Hide and Seek probably first.
That is, I've literally already downloaded the first few episodes of Hide and Seek.
Yeah, I would start with season one though first, and then kind of catch up on season two. So Tim, did you have some?
Yeah, another one I wanted to shout out. They haven't done any new episodes recently, but I love the podcast so much. It was DLC, downloadable content, from the guys at Penny Arcade. They would typically record themselves writing up a comic and drawing a comic. And it was just interesting listening to their writing process. And they would talk about like what's going on in the world, like current events, and video games, what games they're playing. They would talk about that then until they would get an idea of a comic. And it was always just, their episodes always ranged between 20 minutes to 40 minutes. And it was just them talking until they figured out a comic sketch and then wrote it. And then they would start drawing it like right after the podcast. It was a good one to listen to.
Nice.
I got some director here, if you're interested.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's one that I really like called The Dollop. That is a historical storytelling of, or historical storytelling, you know, of American history in a comedic light that is very funny. They have 400 something episodes, and it's very light, very silly, and it makes for a very easy 90-minute listening.
Nice. Did everybody hear that?
Yes.
Did you have that out there? Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because a lot of time you're talking in our ear and we don't hear you, but
it's me, the director, friends.
Yes, that is Joe. He is magically directing our show every night. So, and we appreciate him. Good recommendation. I'll have to check that out. So, I guess let's kind of transition into music now. So I, traditionally, when I went back to work and I would commute to work every day, I would listen to podcasts in the morning, music on the way home. Does anybody have like a specific time that they listen to music or watch music or vice versa, or listen to podcasts?
Typically,
generally in the car.
Typically for me, it used to be in when I was riding the bus to work, but since now my commute has changed to like 3-minute drive to the office, I typically will listen to music when I get into the office to go through my email, or it'll be podcasts throughout the day. But if I'm running around the building, I don't typically listen to anything. But I'm at my desk, I'll listen.
So I've kind of transitioned, and I listen to podcasts in the morning, usually during my day. And then I try to listen to other things in the afternoon. Obviously, I get distracted sometimes, but I usually keep my earbuds, you know, nearby. Roy, what's your kind of listening?
I used to listen to music all the time, and then I listened to some podcasts. This was when I was commuting 45 minutes to and from work. And I just kind of got bored of all that, so I started listening to some audiobooks. So I usually will do audiobooks while I'm in the car to and from work. If I have a long day at work, I'm not in the mood to listen to any sort of audio book on my way home. So I'll usually put on something music-wise a little bit harder and heavier just to kind of de-stress after a long day. I do listen to music. I have a playlist that is work-appropriate that I play on a small speaker, kind of where in my little workstation, barely loud enough for me and maybe a couple people around me to hear. But that is pretty much it for music. I mean, unless my kids want to listen to something, you know, at home. I have a, do you guys remember the big, Marshall speakers that we used to have at the store? Mm-hmm. Back when we were getting rid of the displays, I snagged one for $5. The big $400 one I snagged for $5. So I have that in our living room, and sounds amazing, of course. But yeah, I listen to music on that whenever the kids want to listen to some music. They're usually pretty open to listening to whatever I want to listen to within reason. Some of them are okay with the music that I like. Aside from that, don't really listen to anything else outside of those times. It's usually to and from work and at work.
The Hide and Seek and the Cold podcast usually are ones that I listen to in the car, because me and my wife are both listening to them at the same time together. And so we usually listen to those in the car. The Vanished and Missing in Oregon, which is over too. Missing in Oregon is over. But The Vanished comes out every week with a new episode. And I usually listen to that a lot of times just sitting at my desk. So, and then I'll kind of transition to music afterwards and stuff like that. So, but music wise, let's transition over to the Apple Music app versus Spotify. Tim, you probably haven't had a lot of experience with Apple Music, have you? Or have you tried it? Or
I did not try it. I should have tried it though when I was.
You should actually try it before you ship it back. Like, there's a free trial, I think, for 3 months, and then you should transition it over to your iPhone, your Apple or your Android device too, and listen to it on there, because I really feel like you do get the same, almost the same experience you get on iPhone as you get on Android. You know, they're usually pretty quick. iPhone usually gets the newer stuff, the newer designs and stuff like that. And then like a couple months later, the design changes roll over to Android. But I'd be interested to hear your taste on what you think of the app versus the YouTube app. So you should definitely check it out. Roy, have you used the Spotify music app in a while, or?
It's been, how long ago was it? 2015, 2016 is when I stopped using Spotify. So, I mean, I use Spotify for quite a while. I had the Spotify Family app. Loved it because they also had it integrated in the PlayStation 4, so I could listen to Spotify in my playlist while I was playing video games. It was fairly seamless. But the only reason I ever switched to Apple Music was because I had a 16 gigabyte iPhone, and every little piece of space was precious, so Apple Music was built into iPhone, so I got rid of Spotify and got Apple Music. And at the time, Apple Music was cheaper. I think I was paying like $20 a month for Spotify at the time, and that was to have the amount of users that I wanted, which was 3. I think Spotify's changed, obviously, their plans since then, but Apple Music was cheaper and you got more people. So I've used them both. I think they're both fairly intuitive to use. I can't honestly say that I think that one was better than the other, at least at the time. Obviously, Apple Music was more convenient to have on my phone, but user interface-wise, I thought they were both fairly decent. I did think that Apple Music has a better way to discover new artists than Spotify did. But when I would put on a random radio station on Spotify versus Apple Music, or sorry, not my playlist. When I put on my playlist on Spotify, I felt that I got a better mix of my all-around playlist. Whereas Apple Music, whatever algorithm they have an algorithm, I swear. When you press shuffle, it's not shuffling everything. It's got an algorithm about what it chooses. And I don't feel like I get all, because I have a playlist of like 500, 600 songs on a playlist. And I swear I only get like a certain 100 songs almost all the time. And that's it. And Spotify, I felt that's like it mixed it up a little bit more.
Yeah. So I feel like the same way too. Like I don't get the best. I wish that Apple Music would shuffle different every time, rather than going through the same songs and stuff like that. Some of the features that I like I said, I tried Spotify again during the pandemic when we were in lockdown, just to get a different feel of things. A few of the things that I didn't like, obviously it didn't work very well with my smart home speakers at the time, which were HomePods. I have since got rid of my HomePod, one of my HomePods. Now I only have one. I used to have two. The one of the difference that I've noticed with it though is I found it kind of easier to discover new artists on some of the playlists. I feel like I get a lot of recycled playlists, I want to say, with Apple Music sometimes. So I felt like it was a little easier to find some new playlists on Spotify. But overall, like I kind of have my playlist, you know, I think I have 75 different playlists. And you know, I keep them to about 2 hours, 3 hours. And I kind of just go through those playlists a little differently. You know, some of them I have like mellow, chill music, you know, that I want to listen to while I'm coding or just relaxing and stuff like that. I have stuff in the car. I have stuff for workouts. I have stuff for walking. I have stuff for traveling, that type of thing. So it's just, it's kind of based on the mood of myself. But I kind of discovered a few new artists with there. But one of the reasons why I switched back is just because it didn't integrate well with Siri at the time. That has since changed, and you can now use Siri with Spotify, which I think is a good thing for it. And then yeah, just the overall interface, I think, of the Apple Music app was a lot nicer. I don't like the new icon.
Talking about the reddish icon versus the white icon?
I love the white icon. Like, I hate the new icon. And I'm almost considering using it because I don't really have, I don't need notifications on it. So if in a future version of iOS, they kind of ditch the going through shortcuts first, I might actually go back to a custom icon.
The app that I suggested that Tim use for
it doesn't work on Apple apps. It doesn't work on Apple apps. Apple apps still are being forced to go through shortcuts.
Is it?
Yeah. I've tried almost all of them. Third party apps, yes. You can go directly from there into it, but built in apps such as music still go through shortcuts. So and then actually I have a YouTube membership, so I'm actually thinking about trying YouTube Music. And giving it a try and seeing what I like from the difference of it. So I challenge you, Tim, to try out Apple Music for a couple months, and I'll try out YouTube Music for a couple months, and then we'll compare our thoughts.
Sure.
Maybe Roy could even do it too. I think that would be a good goal to work towards to see.
Yeah, I'm down.
Are you down for it? Okay. So we'll work on the details on that and then give you guys an update in the future episodes. So anything you want to add on podcasting or the music app or Spotify?
Everyone's doing podcasting now. It's like
it is.
Everyone's so popular everyone's trying to do podcast. Hey, thank you for checking out the Gooplycast.
Yes. Well, and podcasts, I think, have just become so different now. Like, everybody has podcasts, you know. Podcasts has expanded so much. I definitely think that the podcasting scene is going to grow even bigger. These exclusive content deals are going to grow. If anybody wants to, you know, sponsor us, we're available. I don't think that I would ever agree to going to one platform or the other, because I like the ability of being on multiple platforms. And I think that it's like I said, I don't want to be stuck to like having 50 billion apps on my phone, because I don't, like, I won't do that. I'm making an exception for Cold, but if they don't get their act together at Amazon Music and get this podcasting fixed in Apple CarPlay, I'm not going to do it for another season. Because, like I said, it's difficult to sit there and drive. Thankfully, most of the times I listen to it with my wife, so I have her switch over the podcasting app. But does anybody listen to podcasts in the car? I know I'm the only one with an Apple CarPlay, but
it's difficult in my car because my car is so old, so it doesn't have Bluetooth or anything. Yeah. But I have a Bluetooth receiver that I'll plug in, but my car cigarette lighter does not turn off when I turn the car off, so I have to unplug it, otherwise it'll drain the battery. But it's just, I don't drive that far to where it's just inconvenient to plug it in.
By the time you get it set up and by the time you get there, you've listened to like 3 minutes of a 59 minute podcast, you know.
I drive far away, then I'll use it all the time. But if it's like
It's so convenient for us with Apple CarPlay because, like I said, when we get in, it automatically knows what we were listening to last and it pops up. All I have to do is hit play. It's in the exact same spot. It's one app that has all my podcasting except for the Cold app, obviously, or the Cold podcast. But it just picks up where we left off, which is so convenient because we can actually listen to one and then, you know, we can go 5 miles, you know, or whatever, you know, in a 20-minute span, you know, or something like that, and then get back into the car and push play and know where we left off at. So
I would love a car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. I would love
you don't
a
want
car.
Android Auto. You don't want Android Auto.
Is it really that bad? I've never used it.
I've used it. I'm not a fan of it. Like, it It's a lot like CarPlay, but I don't know. There's something about it that just doesn't...
They're supposed to be massively revamping Android Auto this year. So we'll see what it looks like with the revamp.
I don't have a car that supports Android Auto anymore. The Mazda supported it. And the thing with the Mazda is it required a plug-in. You had to plug it into the USB port in order to do it. My Mini Cooper, it's wireless CarPlay. So I just literally have to get in the car and then it automatically connects. The only thing is a lot of time it favors my wife more than me. I think because she drives a little more than me sometimes because she goes and gets coffee every morning, you know, and she drives into work once or twice a week, you know. So she tends to drive more. So a lot of times if we're both getting in the car, it'll switch to her. But yet I'm the one that's got all the podcasts that we listen to on. So we have to switch it over. But it's not that hard to switch. But wireless CarPlay is the way to go. And I'm hoping that, you know, you guys will get the chance to try it out soon. Roy, when you listen to podcasts, how is it listening to it in your car? Is it easy?
I mean, I got my MagSafe mount, so my phone's right there. I also don't have Bluetooth in my car, so I have the dongle sticking out the bottom of the phone, so not that big of a deal. Just hit play and I'm good to go.
Nice.
Okay. As long as what I'm listening to is as long as my drive, and I don't have to, you know, operate my phone to change whatever I'm listening to, it's good. But, you know, for the most part, like I said, I listen to audiobooks. So, you know, unless the book is towards the end of the book, then I'm good for the drive.
Nice.
Of the podcast that I'm looking at, like Hide and Seek, it looks like those episodes are normally long enough for my drive, so that shouldn't be an issue for me to try out.
Yeah, definitely should check it out. You know, I was kind of stumped on season one for a long time, so I'd be interested to see. We should actually do an episode where we talk about all of our favorite podcasting. I know we did the streaming one where we talked about all of our favorite streaming things, but I feel like we should do another version of that. And include podcasts, perhaps. I mean, I know we just mentioned all the podcasts, but, you know, they'll change over time. You know, I'm always looking to discover new things. So I think it would be interesting to chat about. Well, since we have a little bit more time, does anybody have anything else they want to chat about?
There was an audiobook I listened to. I need to finish it, but it's, I don't know, I gotta look it up, but it's written by the creators of Snapchat, and it's basically the history of creating Snapchat, and it's a super interesting, if you haven't heard it, it's a very interesting audiobook. Just the creation, how Snapchat originally was called Peekaboo, and it was, I think you sent a link to, it was, you upload a photo and then you send that link to someone, and then that photo will delete automatically after 24 hours or whatever time you set. And it was a crappy looking website that they built for that, but it was like what they had the idea of. And then they made the app, and just the things they ran into where with Facebook. Like at one point, Zuckerberg invited them out to Facebook headquarters, kind of showed them around, showing them the campus. And at the very end of the tour, said, sat them down and was like, I want to buy Snapchat. And he had a number that he handed over to them, and they declined it. And then he's like, come with me. And he took them somewhere and he showed them a new feature that was going to be added to Facebook. It was exactly a Snapchat clone. And he said, this will be rolling out to Facebook tomorrow. Now, do you want to look at that offer again? And pretty much tried to get them to to sell, like, right there. And they were like, no, we're good. And Facebook released it, and it died. It was a dead feature. Not, I don't think.
Did anybody watch?
That was this horrible feature.
Wasn't it Facebook camera?
No, remember you and I tried it. It was the app where you couldn't open up the new picture that somebody sent you unless you sent one to them first.
Yeah, I can't remember now. I know what you're talking about. Did anybody watch The Social Network?
Yes. I did a long time ago.
It reminds me a lot of The Social Network.
I can't think of it now. I really want to know what it is. But yeah, I do remember that. And it didn't obviously work, you know. And it's interesting that we bring up that because does anybody use Reels on Instagram?
I watch people's Reels.
That's like the TikTok clone for Instagram.
I will watch it when I installed it on my work phone because I wanted to watch TikTok, but I didn't want to install TikTok on my work phone, so I installed Reels because it wasn't TikTok.
It's just interesting. I've been using TikTok for a long time and I've been using Reels and I posted some of my things to TikTok and I posted some of my stuff to Reels. I did a Darth Vader. I packed up Darth Vader a couple months ago that sits over by my entryway door and I put him in a box and I used the breathing sound, you know, and I closed up the box, you know, and then I opened it up and had the breathing sound. I put it on both basically, Instagram Reels and TikTok. TikTok, I got like a few hundred views, I think, or something like that, and a few likes. Instagram Reels, I went viral with and got over 2,000 views. I have a lot more followers on Instagram, though, than I do on TikTok, but I just feel like I got more out of Instagram. I'm still trying to get discovered on TikTok. Like, I have over 7,000 followers on Instagram. You know, a bunch of them are bots, but you know, I still get a good amount of views on Instagram, and I just felt that was kind of interesting. So,
Slingshot, that was the name of the
Slingshot. Facebook. Oh, yes, I remember that now. That was their first attempt.
You can't do your incoming shot until you send a shot back to the sender.
I wonder if I can still download
that. It.
I see if I can find it in my purchases.
It came out in 2014. If that helps you find
Slingshot.
It.
Nope, can't download it. It's blocked. Damn it. Yeah, that's what it looked like though. It's hard to see, but.
I never used it.
Very old.
Disappointed that I never.
It was. Dan, Matt, and I were trying it for a while, and it's just like you have like three different conversations going at any one time because
you can't view it until you reply back. So like, it was
you just, end up sending like the most ridiculous. Whatever, just to be able to see what somebody sent you, but just to find out that they did the same exact thing as you sent them.
Yeah. So, Tim, I know you downloaded Clubhouse. Have you played around with Clubhouse at all?
I tried it. It's weird. Like, I opened it and I was so just confused by what I was looking at. I just gave up and walked
Watch
away.
A YouTube video on it. Watch a YouTube video on it and find it's easier to find. Go through and explore things. But they're still developing it and still releasing things out of it. But I sent you an app. I
need to know what is the icon for it. Like,
isn't it like some dude's face?
Yeah, it was the dude, and it just switched to a girl in the last update over the weekend.
I need to know why. Like, is there a reference?
That's just their reference. Like, I think it's just, yeah, it's just a black and white picture. It was a black and white picture of a guy, and now it's a black and white picture of a dude or a girl. So the one thing that I'm going to say about Clubhouse is that now everybody is developing clones of Clubhouse. Twitter has Twitter Spaces, which they've been working on for a while. It's not released to everybody yet still. It's still in kind of beta form, but it's the same type of concept. It's an audio room where people can join in and listen, and then you can invite them to chat with you. But it's all audio version. Snapchat is supposedly working on a feature to do the same thing. I'm not sure if Instagram is working on one, but I know that Facebook basically has a clone version of the app as well coming out over the summer, which will probably be the same thing. I think it's going to be a rush to see who can get to Android first, because right now Clubhouse is only available to anybody with an iPhone, which I feel like if they want to stay in this more, and it's by invite only right now, but if they want to stay in that, then they need to get to the Android market too, and get Android users on board as well. Otherwise I feel like they're going to fall behind in the app.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm completely surprised they have not released an Android app yet.
They're working on it. It's been confirmed that they are going to come to the Android platform, but I don't know what is taking them so long. I thought they would have been out by now. I did get another 5 invites though. I invited you and Joe and Roy's on there. We just got to get Matt on there, and then we could have a Gooplycast version. Before the show, we could do the before the show on Clubhouse and give it a try or something, or do something cool. I think it would be kind of interesting to give
Tim
it a
would
try.
Have to keep his
iPhone.
His iPhone.
I could just use my work phone.
Oh, he could use his work phone. Yeah.
Nah.
Or he could use Zoe. Or you could use Zoe's phone.
I need to get my Apple Watch working with my work phone.
Oh yeah, I was gonna have you bring it, and I forgot. I was gonna have you bring it because I wanted to try. We should actually meet up sometime and try and mess around with it. If you want to shoot, come down here and shoot some of your B-roll, we could do it.
Maybe. I also need to. I might also just go to the Apple. I don't know if the Apple Store would let me walk in though. Probably not.
No, I think you have to have an appointment right now.
Probably.
So, but. Anyways, any last final thoughts before we end the show for tonight?
I don't think so.
Going once, going twice, sold. All right. We want to give you a big thanks for joining us, for everybody joining us tonight on the Gooplycast. If you're listening to us on our podcast form, consider coming and hanging out with us. We do the Gooplycast at 8:35 every Monday, and we start before the show, which is our pre-show to the podcast, at 8:05 Pacific Standard Time. You can find all of our replays on YouTube or your favorite podcasting apps, including iHeartRadio. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Get notified when we do video reviews. Tim's review is coming up. I am your host, filling in for the vacationing Matt Carter. For Roy, Tim, and Joe, thank you for joining us and watching tonight, and we'll catch you next time on the Gooplycast.
Thanks for listening to the Gooplycast. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Visit us on social media at Gooply. And remember, you can stream the Gooplycast on your favorite podcasting app or Gooply.com.